You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today, we'll be talking about the King. Okay, this is a Lenten season. Whenever we have Lenten season, we have a series of preaching and teaching about the death and resurrection of Christ. We're being having a 3 Sunday of knowing about the King, okay? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Whenever we remember the word King, a lot of pictures and figures comes into our mind, okay? Many of those who are King of Pop, Michael Jackson, King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, King of the World, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yun lang naisip ko lang kagabi yan eh. King of Hollywood, King Kong, okay? And the King of Philippine Movies, FPJ, right? And King of Boxing, Manny Pacquiao. Pabasa nga sa Twitter kung sino, anong round na. Okay? Okay. Tapikin mo yung katabi mo, sabi mo, congratulations, nandito ka. Yan. Pero you're physically present, ha? But mentally absent. Ha? Okay, good. Okay, Manny, 6 rounds lang pare ko, ha? Baksak na. Okay. And many of those people have king in their mind. But you know, there are, nowadays we have kings, okay? Right now, King of Thailand, Saudi Arabia, in Brunei, they call it Sultan, okay? And of course, one of the prominent monarch is Queen Elizabeth. He might not be a king, but he's the royal figure during that in England right now. And you know, whenever we think about kingship, we picture about greatness, stability, okay, stature, and national pride, okay? Very important yung kingship sa life ng isang bansa, especially. But here, we have a kingdom. Christ is also a king because we have a kingdom. This is the kingdom of Christ. The kingdom of Christ is us, the church. And so, we rejoice that we have a King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which is in the figure of Christ. In fact, many people, even in Poland, they built a big statue of Christ the King. Even right now in the Philippines, diba, meron tayong Christ the King Church, Christ the King Seminary. Kingship is really a big thing and a big deal to everyone. Because somehow, you know, the title of kingship brings about royalty. So when we see people, no, King, we say, Your Majesty, right? Your Royal Highness and all those things. Because why? Because that is a symbol of royalty. And there's a great respect for those people who are acclaimed to be king. And Christ himself, he might not be the king of this world because he is the king of the universe, right? He might be a king for other people, but they might not be a king in their hearts, right? So many people claim Christ as king in their mind, but not in their hearts. So why are we here to listen into this word? Because we want to know for a fact that Christ himself is the real King of Kings and the Lord. How many of us can say that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Raise your hand. Great. Because you know what? God proves his kingship not because of his power, but because of his humility. You know, humility is one virtue that is really hard to attain, right? How many of you can say that you are humble? Raise your hand. You say you're humble, okay? You're humble. We're humble, okay? One of the most difficult virtue to really attain is really humility. If you know you are humble, your humility washes out, right? Because other people will say you're humble, but don't say I'm proud to be humble, no? Because you cannot really be proud to be humble. For me, it's really hard. That's one virtue that is really hard for me to get rid of. Growing up, it's really hard to be humble. Sabi ko, Lord, ang hirap na may maging humble. Matalino ka na, gwapo ka pa. Lord, ang hirap talaga. Kaya kinalbo na ako ni Lord eh. So, kung kalbo ka na, humble ka na yan. Okay. Doon ko lang na-realize, Lord, lalo ako naging mayabon kasi mas gwapo ako pag kalbo ko eh. Nai-love yung misis ko sa akin eh. Okay. Tingin ka naman dyan. Ito po yung asawa ko. Yan. So you know, Christ the King is more than a title. Christ the King is more than a title. It's more on the expression. It's more on the person who Christ is into our lives. One of the greatest virtues of Christ is being humble. Let me read to you a passage of Scripture. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8, it says here, "Have this in mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in a form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of what? Of a servant, being born in the likeness of God, likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross." Christ's life of humility is characterized by one, number one, selflessness. Shall we all say together, selflessness? Now, I've been a counselor for many years, no, 20 plus years. I've been a guidance counselor when I started in my career as a guidance counselor for 2 years, and eventually became a pastoral counselor, studied counseling, a lot of things. And many people come to me for counseling, and I came to a point, I'm saying, there's only one problem with people. With all those issues, marriage issues, heart issues, gender issues, a lot of issues come to my table for counseling. And I conclude on one thing. There's only one main reason for people having issues in life. Selfishness. You're being selfish. Makasarili ka sa buhay mo. Kaya maraming problema ang tao kasi makasarili tayo. Tama ba? If you learn to let go and let God to be in charge of our life, life will be peaceful. Life will be enjoyable. Right? Because so much more of us inside of us, the sinful nature say, I need to be in charge. I need to be powerful. I need to make things work. I'm right. I have the right to do this. I have the right to do that. You know, those are the most common problems of people nowadays. But when we come before the Word of God and we come into the very person of Christ, we can say, Lord, nakakatunaw pag nakita natin yung buhay ni Christ. Nakakatunaw ng sarili dahil alam mo na kung si Lord nga pwedeng magyabang at pwedeng i-display yung power niya, pero hindi niya ginawa. Pinakita niya yung humility niya. That makes him even greater than us. That's what humility is all about. It's hard for people to become humble. All of us, even Christians, it's hard to be humble. We don't look up to Christ, the crucified Christ. We say, Lord, crucify me too, to make me humble. Selflessness is the number one enemy of our soul. If we become selfish, that brings about a lot of problems in our life. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, it says, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. But what? He emptied himself. Okay? Emptied himself. Kumbaga, pag kumakain ka sa restaurant, di ba? Pag gusto mo yung pagkain, walang tira. Parang pwede nang hindi nahugasan ng waiter yung kinanan mo. Ibig sabihin, simot. Tak-tak talaga. Simot. Ibig sabihin, emptied. So Greek word ng emptied is kenosis. Ibig sabihin, he stripped himself naked. Ibig totally deprived of himself all the right and privilege and power therein to that person. And that's what we call emptied. And that's what humility is all about. It was shown by Christ through his lordship. Christ showed himself being a humble person. A humble person who can sacrifice his life for a purpose of one thing, and that's to save us. And all of us should be grateful. But nakakalungkot ngayon, we see people powerful, whether they're abusive or they're corrupt. Why? Because they don't know what humility is all about. Power means service, right? Whenever you're in power, you're there to serve people, not to overlord other people. And that's what we Jesus showed us an example of what humility is all about. Jesus emptied himself of all the rights and privilege. Though he is the creator of the universe, he's the King of kings and Lord of lords, but he stripped himself naked of those things. John 3:16 says, this is a favorite verse for all of us, "For God so loved the world." Shall we all together recite this word? 1, 2, 3, go. "For God..." God's love constrains us to be humble. The love of God in us constrains us to be humble. Love is giving. Love is giving your life totally surrendered to God. Pag nagbigay ka sa Panginoon, dapat 100%. Why? Because God gave more than 100% of His life. Until now, God is sacrificing for us. You see? God gave His blood. God gave His life to save all of us who are here. Without Christ, we will not be here, right? Given a chance, kung hindi natin mahal si Lord, wala tayo dito lahat. Because we know, we believe in God, we believe in the power of God, we believe in the resurrection of God, we believe in the transforming power of God into our lives. That's how what Lordship is all about, being selfless to God. This morning in my devotion, I read a portion of article of Billy Graham. He says here, "It takes $100 billion to send a man to Mars, but it took the priceless blood of Christ to bring us to heaven." See, men are crazy. They spend billions of dollars just to send people to Mars and different planets, okay? How many of us would like to go to Mercury? Mercury drug, dito lang yan sa baba. Okay? People spending a lot, billions of money just sending people from different planets. But Christ, the creator of the universe, the creator of all the planets, priceless, He gave His blood, He died for us. Not to send us to Mars, to Mercury, to Uranus, to Saturn. Hindi ko na alam yung ibang mga planeta, ha? Yun lang tinuro ng teacher ko nung grade 5 eh. Wala, grade 2 pa lang yung anak ko next semester, next year. Kaya pag-aaralan pa namin yun. Okay? Wala pa sa science book yun eh, Nobby. Pag-aaralan ko pa lang. Okay? But just to realize how great is our God, He will not send us to any planet, but He will send us to heaven. How many of us would like to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Wag ngayon. Wag muna ngayon. Okay? Gusto lang natin, pero wag muna, Lord. Wag muna. Okay? Mananalo muna si Pacquiao mamaya. Okay? Eh, may nag-amen. Hallelujah. Malaki yung pusta nun. Okay? Okay? Asawa ko pala yun nagsi-amen. Sorry. Okay? John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwell among us." Wow. You know, pag nagbabasa ka ng Bible, at nagme-meditate ka, matutunaw ka sa sarili mo talaga eh. Tama ba? Kung talagang seryoso ka nagbabasa ng Biblia at may meditate mo, sabi ko, "Lord, para akong natutunaw na yelo eh. Parang kanta, Killing Me Softly." Hirap eh, di ba? Parang, "Lord, pag nararamdaman mo na sasaktan ka pa sa ginagawa ng mundo, at parang malakas pa ang pride mo sa mundo, parang, Lord, teka, malakas pa ang tawag ng laman kesa sa tawag ng Espiritu ng Panginoon sa atin." Okay? You know what? If you're still being offended and cannot forgive people, it only show one thing. Buhay pa tayo sa laman. That's why we need to die to ourselves daily. We need to die and learn to forgive people. When people come for me for counseling, I will always tell them, you know, if people offended you, there's only one thing to do. You can never say forgive and forget. But in reality, you cannot really forget. Right? Pinatawad na kita, pero hindi ko malilimutan yung ginawa mo sa akin. Okay? You never forget. What I do say is this, forgive and move on. Forgive and move on. Because the more you don't forgive and move on, that unforgiveness will haunt you through the days of your life. Masaya na yung tao ng biktima sa'yo, ikaw hindi pa. Biktima ka pa rin niya hanggang buong buhay mo. Why? Because you don't release forgiveness. And that's how it is to be selfless. To forgive other people. Release other people for forgiveness. And allow God's work in us to do His work for us. Christ showed humility since the beginning of time. When Christ was born, He was born in a manger. Not in St. Luke's. Okay? Not in big hospitals. He was born in a manger with all those animals. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, no, this triumphal entry, He rode a donkey. Okay? Whenever you rode, pag nababasa ko yung Bible na yun, naaalala ko tuloy yung Shrek. Yung donkey dun sa Shrek. Parang ganun ang image ng utak ko. Sabi ko, Lord, grabe, Lord, no? You're riding on the donkey going to Jerusalem. And people are just laughing in their minds, in their heart. You see, kasi ang picture ng mga tao for people to come, no? Remember this, the history of Israel is that they're waited for 300 long years to wait for the great Messiah and the King of Israel. 300 long years. Okay? What they picture about of a king is as someone who ride on a stallion, nice horse, okay, with strong armor, raising up the banner of Israel and say, I will save the kingdom. And there you are. They saw Jesus riding on the donkey. Ang bagal pa ng donkey, no? Okay? And with a colt on the side on him. And people shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna to God. Their mind was broken. Many mindset was broken then. He broke the protocol of being a great splendor. Okay? Can you imagine the president of the Philippines coming to Green Hill riding a carabao? Diba? Karamihan ng mga great president, you know, limousine, okay, BMW, wow. Grabe. But Christ came because of His humility. Remember the humblest animal, the beast of burden during that time is the donkey. Because Christ want to show one thing. That kingship is not about external appearance. It is an internal disposition of who He is as God. He always come in humility, not in splendor. Because He want to show people that humility counts a lot in the kingdom of God. Matthew 21 verse 5 as a prophecy, no? Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a king, on a donkey, a colt, for the beast of burden. That is also a fulfillment of the prophecy in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. The hardest part to conquer is to conquer oneself. You know, the greatest enemy that you could ever have in life, you know who? Know who? Go to a mirror and look at yourself. The greatest challenge for people is to conquer themselves. Napakahirap sa lahat yung i-judge mo yung sarili mo, di ba? Sabi nga ng Bible, judge yourself lest you be judged by other people. We need to judge ourselves and say, Lord, enough for me. Enough of my selfishness in this lifetime. I believe a life that is so selfish. You know what, people, a lot of issue comes from people who are selfish. There are a lot of things that comes along with issues. More issues comes to the life of people. Become selfish. And many marriage problem, mind you, I'm a marriage counselor for many years. One common problem with marriage is selfishness. Common. Generally 80%. A problem, a marriage problem, is selfishness. How are we treating our wives, our spouse? Sometimes we create our right, fight for our right in everything, and we cannot give up things one after another. How do we love and give time to our children, to our family? greater things? How do we live our life in our career, in our businesses, in the expense of our family? We want to be well-known. We need to be rich. We need to be, you know, powerful enough, but in the expense of our family. And for people who are working in the church, is the ministry more important than our relationship with God? You know, what is more, the great one thing that is great in this church, in this Victory Church, is that we prioritize family. When people come to us, they say, "Pastor, I cannot serve today because my family needs me." No questions asked. Go to your family. We don't hide at the back of ministry. Because what is more important for us is first your relationship with God and relationship with your family. Just serving God is just an overflow of your love for God and your love for your family. If you're having problems here with your family, we don't need you here serving in the church. Go to your family. Settle your issues with your family. Love your family. Love God. If you have loved God and love your family, you're doing it both, then you can serve the Lord. That's how it is. That is being selfless. Many of us seek first ourselves. Matthew 6:33, we all know that verse, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many years ago, I'm a pastor of a very small church. Okay, I've been a pastor of a very small church for 15 years. And many of our people, alam mo na eh, kasi ang member ko na mga 60 people lang eh. Alam ko kung sinong absent. Alam ko. Tatanungin ko, "Sister, ba't wala pa kayo nung Sunday?" "Eh, pastor, marami po kasing labada sa bahay." "Ah, ganun po ah. Sige, next Sunday ulit, I can see you ha." Oh. Next Sunday ulit, "Pastor, marami pong hugasin sa bahay nung linggong yun, di ako naka-ate." "Ah, ganun ba? Okay, sige." Sabi ng isang pastor, nung narinig niya yan, "Alam niyo ba, nang sinasabi ng Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things shall be added unto you. You know what? If you seek your labada first, more labada will be added unto you. If you seek your hugasin first, and more hugasin shall be added unto you." Okay. Sabi ko, "Thank you ha. Buti na lang, ikaw nagsabi niyan, hindi ako." It's true, right? It sounds funny, but if you seek something that is more than the kingdom of God, more misery will come to you, right? But if you give your misery to God and you're concerned with God, God will settle these things and let God do His work in us. That's how it is to be selfless in God. "Lord, I cannot do anything with this. I offer it back to you. Anyway, my life is yours, and I will always put my heart in you." Number two, expression of humility is servanthood. Servanthood. Not only Jesus emptied himself of all the rights and privileges of being a God, he even showed his humility by being a servant. Okay? Last month, I watched a movie called 12 Years of Slaves. How many of you have watched this movie? Okay, this is the best motion picture in Oscars, 2013. And in that movie, we show a rich businessman named Solomon Northup. He was kidnapped in Washington and ended up to be a slave for 12 years. His name was changed. His status was changed. He's a rich businessman and became a slave and served people. Hard labor, beaten, almost died in serving. When I saw this picture, I said to myself, "Lord, ginawa mo more than that. You voluntarily put yourself to be a slave to us." Si Lord hindi kinidnap, pinadala, and willingly sumama para masave tayong lahat. Christ showed humility in serving others. Minsan, madali lang yung, "Okay, I will not be selfish." Okay lang yan. Pero, sige, maglingkod ka ng kapwa mo. Parang, "Teka muna, sobrang na yan. Binigay ko na ngayon buhay ko kay Lord. Silbi pa ako kay God." I have given my life to God and here I am. I need to serve God. You know, natetest yung humility ng tao kapag naglilingkod ka sa kapwa mo. Tama ba? We have seen people prominent, no? But still serve God just the same. Philippians chapter 2 verse 7 says here, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Servanthood means being working in the kingdom of God, being available in serving God, being available in serving other people. You know, when Christ was born and lived here on earth, he didn't live here on earth idle. Hindi siya nangihingi ng he's not begging for alms, no? Hindi siya namamalimos. He worked as a carpenter. His foster father Joseph was a carpenter, okay? Makikita natin 'yan. Carpentry is hard labor and skill, right? It took a while really. Bruised hands, blisters, etc., etc. But Christ worked, he served, he built houses for people. He worked to serve other people. That's why may mga ministry tayo ngayon, yung Habitat for Humanity, okay, Gawad Kalinga, building houses for people. Wow, what a noble job. What a noble way of serving, no? May mga tao kasi puro dakdak lang, pero wala namang ginagawa, di ba? Promise this, promise this, promise this, promise this. At the end of the day, asaan? Wala. Okay? Puro ang tawag ng publicity. But God, Christ Himself, walk the talk. It means that when He says something, He demonstrated it. He will also show you evidence that Christ worked as a carpenter. Not only that, Christ demonstrated His servanthood by washing the disciples' feet. Okay? Sino dito nagpapaputs pa? Okay, ang sarap, no? Di ba? Okay, saan kayo nagpapaputs pa? Ay, sorry. Tinatanong ko kayo. Doon hindi puts pa. Okay? Pag ikaw nga nagpaputs pa, mabango-bango pa yung paa mo, di ba? Unless na may eczema ka. Mahirap yun, kawawa na may nags. Pero doon, you know, the feet of the disciples then, they came from a field walking miles and miles, and then there are a lot of dirt and everything. Sari-saring amoy na yun, kung ano yung naapakan nila. But Christ is coming and say, come, I'll wash your feet. That's the humblest thing that God can do for us. Wash our feet, okay? Wash the feet of His disciples. Sobrang laki ng servisyo, sakripisyo ng Panginoon. Washing is a humble thing. Okay? Washing. Because during that time, washing feet of people means a slave job. Yung mga alipin lang ang gumagawa nun. Kaya nga si Peter, nung hugasan ng paa ng Panginoon, yung paa ni Peter, sabi na, wag mo ang hugasan, Panginoon. Marami eksema yung paa ko. Mabaho yan, etc. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, hindi. Kailangan kong hugasan yung paa mo kasi kung hindi ka hugasan yung paa, wala akong parte sa buhay mo. Sabi ni Peter, gayon ba, Panginoon? Paliguan mo na rin ako. Sabi ni Lord, sobra ka na. But God Himself showed by washing the disciples' feet. And that is a sign of humility. Not only that, okay? He feed the hungry. He healed many sick people. He delivered demon-possessed people. He gave words of hope and encouragement to many people. He worked and served other people as a sign of humility. You know, we want to praise our volunteers. Who are volunteers in the church right now? Would you raise your hand? You do ministry, okay? Palakpakan natin sila. Okay. Shows one thing. I want to serve the Lord no matter who I am. I know one person, no? He's in the fort right now, our church in Victory Fort. He's an usher. He opens the door for people coming in. If you know that person, he's a very great person. Okay? He's a president of multi-level marketing, multi-company. Okay? President, hindi lang isang kumpanya, many companies within. But he's an usher. He's an usher. People coming in the church, you never know who are people giving you candies. Okay? Mga presidente yan. Ng asosasyon ng mga manikurista sa Pilipinas. mga bigating tao yan. Mga taong pinagbubuksan ng pinto ng kotse. Dito sila nagbubukas ng pinto. Pero sa opisina nila, sir, kape po. Okay? Red carpet dinadaanan. But you know, the best test of humility is when you serve other people. Okay? I remember one time during my early years in the ministry, people come to me and say, they don't know that I'm a pastor then. I come into the church and then sabi ko, "Uy, kamusta? Naglilinis kayo ng upuan?" Sabi niya, "Oo nga." Sabi sa akin, hindi niya alam na pastor ako. Ha. Sabi niya, "Gusto niyo tumulong?" Na-test yung pride ko. Sige, pera ng basahan. Punas rin ako ng upuan. Hindi niya problema yun, ha? Problema ko. Okay? Kasi may pride ako. Sabi ko, "Lord, na-test yung humility ko dito." Later on, naging pastor siya. Naging pastor. Nakakilala niya, pastor ako. Nag-sorry siya sa akin. Sabi ko, "Wala kang problema pag-sorry. Problema ko yun kasi God is testing me in my humility." It's really hard sometimes, no? When people, you know, na mas matalino ka sa kanya, pero mas pinakikinggan, pride. Di ba? And there are some people that you need to serve, no? Okay? But you need to do it because even Christ served people without any glitters, without no fanfares, there's no bulletin, there's no public display of what you do. Why? Because you want to serve people. You're not counting the things that you have given to God. You're not counting the hours that you need to do for great things for God. Why? Because God deserves all our service. God deserves all our praise. Okay? We just have me and my dad come 2 days ago, right? And many volunteers there have no sleep. But they're not complaining. Sabi nila, "Pastor, maganda na yung walang tulog kesa walang gising." Mas mahirap yun, hindi ka nagigising, di ba? Okay lang, kulang kang tulog, mahirap yung walang gising, no? Makita mo na si Lord. But nonetheless, you know, when you serve God fully in your heart, wow! The greatest thing in life, really, church, I want to tell you this. I've been a pastor for more than 30 years, and I say, the greatest thing in my life is to serve God. No, there is no retirement in serving God. There's no retirement serving God. Maybe as long as God gives me breath and God gives me strength, I will serve the Lord with all my heart. Okay? Okay. Maglagay na lang kayo ng speaker. Siguro mababa na ang boses ko noon. No? Okay? But nonetheless, as long as we have strength, we will serve the Lord. Okay? Walang pagod sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon because we know that our labor in the Lord will never be in vain. Matthew 23, verse 11. "The greatest among you shall be your servant. Who wants to be great must be the servant of all." Who wants to be great must be a servant. Who wants to be first should be the last. Very ironic ang Christianity, no? The Lord, iba. Humility pa rin. The heart of Christianity is the virtue of humility. Doon matetest kung totoong Kristiyano ka eh. Yung humility natin. I have some quotes here for humility. William Temple, the Archbishop, says, "Humility does not mean thinking less of yourself than of other people. Nor does it mean having a low opinion of your own gifts. It means freedom from thinking about yourself at all." Thinking out of yourself at all. One quotation, another quotation says, "It is amazing how much you can accomplish when it doesn't matter who gets the credit." Right? Many people wants to do something, to make them popular, to make them famous, to make them powerful. But you know, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, it's not about you, it's about God. It's not about your works, but it's the work of God. Whether you do it for other people without you being mentioned, it doesn't really matter. Because you do it for God alone. Whenever you do something for God, God is glorified. And, you know, wherever we pray, Lord, yung prayer ni John the Baptist, Lord, may you increase and I decrease. May you increase and I decrease. All of you and none of me. All of you, God, and none of me. All glory and honors to God alone, not on us. Humility is a matter of disposition, not position. You know, sometimes, no, humility comes from status. Pag mahirap ka, humble ka. Hindi, hindi lahat ng mahirap, ma-humble. Maraming mahirap, mayabang pa rin. Hindi lahat ng mayaman, humble. Maraming mayaman, mayabang pa rin. Wala sa yaman yan. Wala sa status yan. Wala sa position yan. Nasa attitude of the heart. Okay? We can see people nowadays, many, it's not about the position that we have. It's what our disposition is, our attitude within us in our life. Thirdly, expression of humility, Christ's humility is number three. The ultimate is sacrifice. Yes, I can be selfless, I can serve, but sacrifice, Lord, balato mo na sa akin to, Lord. Nagsiserve naman ako sa iyo, God. Nagbibigay naman ako sa iyo, pero sabi ni Lord, balato mo sa akin yan, bigay mo sa akin, sacrifice mo sa akin yan. Now, remember when God told the two disciples to get the donkey, and then the donkey said, hindi pala nagsasalita yung donkey. And the disciples said, nagsasalita yung donkey sa Shrek. Okay. Sabi ng two disciples, Lord, paano pag kukunin namin yung sasabihin namin? Ang sabi ng Lord, sabihin mo, kailangan ko. So nung sinabi, kailangan, the Lord needs it, no questions asked, binigay niya yung donkey to the disciples so that Jesus can use it in the triumphal entry. Ganun ba si Lord rin sa atin? Pag tinanong ni Lord, akin na yan, anak, kunin ko. Teka muna, Lord, teka munits. 2 minutes, last 2 minutes. Pwede bang isang buwan na lang? Tsaka na lang, etc. No. When God says, I want it now, you give it now. Because that would not be a blessing to you anymore because that will be a burden to you. When God gives us something, God will do something straight to our lives. You know, minsan may dumarating sa buhay natin, mga trials and problems. Minsan sinasadya ni Lord na ibigay yon. Para bakit? Para makita niyang helpless ka na. Wala ka na bang kakapitan. Wala ka nang bigyang gagawin. Okay? Ang buhay ng tao, ano yan eh? Umiikot ng season ng buhay natin eh. Kailangan natin, we need some trials and problems so that we cannot do anything. Okay? Binibigyan tayo ni Lord ng mga trials sa buhay natin, challenges sa buhay natin. Para pakita lang sa iyo, wala kang magagawa. Si Lord talaga yan. At kakapit ka kay God. Kasi kung kaya pa natin, kakayanin natin eh. Through our own power, kaya natin sa experience natin, kaya natin sa katalinuhan natin, kaya natin dahil may kakapitan tayong tao, malakas tayo dito, malakas tayo dyan. Kilala natin to, kilala natin yan. At the end of the day, papahiya ka ni Lord. Dahil una, isa ka lang, malakas ka lang sa isang tao, malakas ka kay God. Okay? Malakas ka kay God. Buhay natin, mga kapatid, isa lang. You only have one life. We need to give it back to God. Because ultimately, we will all die. Ultimately, we will all lie down and be buried in the ground. And what life is that all about? Unless we give our life totally to sacrifice to God, ultimately in our life. People come to God during the triumphal entry. And they shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. They put palm trees. Okay, nabasbasan na to, kaya okay lang. Okay. These people were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. You know what? Hosanna means? Hosanna means, save us now, King. Okay? Those are during the Passover, the great peace in Jerusalem is about to come. Thousands of people are gathering, and then when they heard there's a king or Messiah coming in, they line up as a parade, and then they put all the palm trees and their clothes lined up because, you know, ang symbol nun, symbol of royalty. Okay? Pero nung nakita nila riding in the donkey si Christ, wow, iba. But andun na sila eh, they need to shout Hosanna. But people who are shouting Hosanna after 5 days are the same people who shouted, crucify him, crucify him. What a turn of event. Di ba ganyan rin ang tao? Yan yung mga taong kaibigan mo ngayon, bukas, worst enemy mo na. Yung mga taong I love you sa'yo, sunod, yan ang magkikita sa'yo. Yung ang sakit nun, the same with Christ. I remember during when I was still small, my mom, Palm Sunday, bibili kami ng ganito. Pagkatapos nun, kakabit namin sa pinto ng bahay namin. No, ganyan. Nakapako yan, di ba? Sino makaka-relate sa akin? Yan, salamat for being honest. Okay. Sa amin, isang taon nakakabit. Hanggang maging brown, maging itim, hanggang malaglag na siya ng kusa. Kasi ang pamahining matatanda, pag meron kang palaspas sa bahay mo, bless ang bahay mo, walang demonyong papasok. Pag may demonyo, tanggalin mo, hampas mo. Meron isang pastor, oh, na tinawagan siya, Pastor, meron dito nadidemonyo sa bahay namin. Punta siya, kinuha niya yung palaspas. Lumayas ka, Lucila! Lumayas ka, Lucila! Bindun lang na siya. Pastor, ang pangalan po ng babae, Lucila. Ha? Lumayas? Bumalik ka, Lucila! Bumalik ka! Kala niya yung pangalan demonyo, Lucila. Okay, mali. Minsan, we use icons, we use things, religious material to break the bondage of the enemy in us. Even oil, even this one, Bible. Minsan nga, yung mga pastor sa probinsya, yung palaki ng Bible sa probinsya, ganyan kalaki, oh. Pag hinahampas, hinahato yung mga nadidemonyo, talagang tanggal yung demonyo. Patay, pati yung tao. Eh, tigas ng Biblia, eh. O hindi mga orthopedic yun. Salamat ha. Kukunin ko ulit sa'yo to ha. Malakas ang resale value nito. Okay. Thank you. You know, kidding aside, you know, sacrifice is giving more on God. You know, we say, praise the Lord. We say, I love you, God, for one thing. And say, Lord, Hosanna, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Do you know, sometimes we realize we're shouting, I love you, Lord, but at the same time, we're crucifying Him. Why? Because we are holding on to something and keeping it to ourselves. Nakataas yung kamay mo, pero may palaman ka sa loob, sa bulsa mo, kasi hindi mo binibigay kay God. Ganun rin yun, yung mga tao nagsasay, Hosanna, and crucify Him. Pareho lang, the same old people. Walang pinagkaiba ang tao noon at tao ngayon. The same. Why? Because we have the same human nature. We have the same sinful nature. The Bible says, judge yourself unless you'll be judged. Buti pang ikaw na. Okay? Sino naniniwala sa purgatorio? Ako naniniwala, pero dito sa lupa. Kailangan magpurga ka muna dito. Okay? Magpurga ka muna dito para pumunta ka ng heaven. Okay? Hindi, wala nang purga-purga pag namatay ka na. Purgado ka na talaga. But when, kailangan mo magano, you need to squeeze out everything, every toxin that you have in God. God wants sacrifice. God wants us to offer everything for Him alone. The same person, the humiliated king, the humble king become a humiliated king. And the crown, there's only one word. No, there's a word that was coined during the crucifixion. And that word is excruciating. Basahin nga natin, 1, 2, 3. Yan. Sarap pakinggan, no? Excruciating is an expression of pain that cannot be described. Parang yang yung mga nanganganak ng normal na antagal. Sino ang nanganganak dito? Tapos kayang kamay. Pag tinanong yung pangalan mo habang nanganganak, kasasampalin mo yung nagtatanong, di ba? Tatanungin mo pa ako, yung hirap na hirap na ako. Yun yung hindi mo ma-describe yung pain. Yan ang excruciating. Eh kung meron nga tayong labor pains, eh much more yung pain ni Christ, right? Great pains in Christ alone. And that word, to the whipping, you know, pakita nga natin yung mga materials na ginamit kay Christ. The crown of thorns, the nails and everything. And, you know, during the time he was crucified, there was an inscription sa ulo niya, anong tawag doon? Inri. No? Ibig sabihin sa Latin yun eh. Jesus Nazarenus Rex Indomerum. Yun na yun. Ibig sabihin, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. So even Pontius Pilate knew that he is the Messiah, he's the King. When he's true to his word, that in 3 days he will die, and 3 days he will resurrect. And then when he cried out to the Father, Abba, Father, and his spirit comes out to God, then it only shows one thing. He is the Son of God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's show this video and let's watch, and then I'll come back later.
Kulit kehu. Hengahel. Kasta geede mini. Akein lakis fava. Lehue di lakis fava.
Shall we all stand up? The ultimate expression of Christ's humility is his death on the cross. Let's respond to God in worship. And whenever we remember what Christ did for us, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Just worship God with all his humility and splendor. As you go and worship him too, lead us in worship.
Precious in his eyes. could make him close the door. Because of his great love, he gave his only son, and everything was done so you would come. Come to the Father, do you give this more? Broken heart.
Raise your hands before God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 11-13, He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. Yet, to all who did receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Church, as we raise our hands to God, tell God how much you love Him. If you're here right now, you haven't committed your life to Christ, and you say, Lord, I want to be a Christian right now. I want to receive you as Lord and Savior. While our music team is still singing, I want to invite you to come here in front to the altar and we'll pray for you. Let's continue to worship God. No problem. You can slowly come here in the front. If you want to be prayed for, people want to receive the Lord, come here in front. We'll pray for you. Raise your hand before God.
And everything was done so you would come. Come to the Father. So you give this more. Broken hearts, broken lives, He can take them all. Oh, the power of the Word. The power.
Come to the Father.
Come to the Father. Although you give this more, broken hearts, broken lives, He can take them all. Oh, the power of the Word, the power of His blood, and everything was done so you.
Let's put our hands into our hearts right now. Talk to God right now. If you're a Christian, you're serving yourself, you're still selfish, you cannot serve God, you're still holding on to many sins in your life, offer it to God right now. Come to the Father of broken lives. God wants brokenness. God wants you to offer the best that you could give Him. Because He offered already His life for us. Come to God with humility. Tell God, Lord, I'm so sorry. I gave my life to You again. I recommit my life to You again. Sorry for being unfaithful. Sorry for being proud, Lord. I offer to You myself, God. Thank You so much for Your goodness, Lord God. Thank You for You died on the cross for us. Thank You for loving us unconditionally. In spite of who we are, You died for us. Father, I surrender everything to You. My weaknesses, my limitation. Raise your hands before the Lord right now. Lord, I receive Your forgiveness. I receive Your grace receive your power to change my life. Starting now, may you be the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings of my life, both now and forevermore. And all Christian and Son of God say, Amen, Amen, and Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.